Hello, everyone, and welcome to CVR's corporate update call. This is Trevor Brucato, Managing Director at RB Milestone Group, based out of the U.S. CVR is a publicly listed company on the TSXV under symbol CVM and on the OTCQB under symbol CRRVF. Joining us today is CVR's CEO, Peter Beckema, who will be going through a brief overview of the company and the recently announced news on the warrant conversion. At the end of the presentation, we will be opening up the call for live Q&A. So if you have a question, please make sure you're in a quiet setting without any background noise. Please note today's call may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results, performance, or developments to differ materially from those contained in the statements and are not guarantees of future performance of the company. No assurance can be given that any of the events anticipated by the forward-looking statements will occur, or if they do occur, what benefits the company will obtain from them. Lastly, some risks and uncertainties may be out of the control of the company. Please note this call will be recorded and will be made available on the company's website at www.cvrmed.com. Following today's discussion. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to CVR's CEO, Peter Beckema. Peter?
Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? Again, we are currently in our pivotal clinical trials. We started that trial on the 5th of March. These trials are solely for the purpose of delivering data to the FDA to clarify our claims to receive our clearance from the FDA. So we expect we're meeting with the FDA on the 23rd, which is Friday of this week, to get our final clarifications on what our requirements are to clear FDA for our 510K or De Novo. We've got devices now in clinical trials at several of our locations: Thomas Jefferson, Henry Ford Healthcare System, and the Cleveland Clinic. We expect to be adding into there a couple of other systems that I can't mention right now, but we will let you know in the near future through our news releases as to where else we are going. We've actually found that by adding these clinical trials, we've driven our costs down significantly while improving our efficiency with our with regards to timing to FDA. We have the final four market devices finished and ready to distribute into these pivotal clinical trials, as well as being ready for market with these devices. Canon is our manufacturer. They will be assembling, preparing all the molds, doing all the work necessary to have the devices ready for market launch, which we expect to happen sometime not too late into the second half of this year. We don't have an exact time constraint, but again, watch the news, and we will release dates and timing as we know what's happening with that. Now, currently, we are in the process of doing a warrant swap. This warrant exercise that we're offering is at the current market price of 40 cents. That was the defined price that was based on the market price on Friday, the closing market price. So we are allowing any of the 70-cent warrants to exercise at 40 cents. This is for the purpose of enhancing our cash coffers as we're moving forward without trying to dilute you shareholders and anyone else. We want to make sure that the dilution remains to a minimum. That's why we've been doing small raises and now this conversion. The conversion will be at 40 cents per share. Each warrant will receive a new warrant, or each warrant exercise will receive a new warrant, which is a 24-month warrant from the date that you exercise at $1.50 a share. So what we're basically saying there is we do expect the shares to rise, no guarantees, but we are hopeful that they should rise significantly over the near term. I'm not sure what else I need to discuss with you at this point. Trevor, have you got any other questions or suggestions you might want to bring up?
Nope, I think that's it. And if that is all on your end, Peter, we can open up the call for Q&A. And Again, if you do have a question, please make sure that any background noise is taken out so we can have the call and your line at the highest of quality. If you do have a question, you can dial *7 to inform us, and we can start developing the queue. Again, if you can dial *7, we will start establishing the queue. We will take a moment now. Thank you. Our first question comes from a caller at the number 985-2261. That's a 985-2261. I will let you know when your line is live. You are now live.
Hi, my name is Prabhakar Erua, and I have a question like, when do you think that the data collection for the FDA is going to be over?
That's a good question. When do we think the data collection for FDA will be over? That's not an easy question to answer. FDA data collection will be ongoing even past the submission to FDA and even past conclusion from FDA. However, we're looking right now at about 500 patients, and at the number of locations we have, we expect to complete that somewhere between 90 and 120 days.
And how long do you think the FDA takes normally once you submit for the approval?
So we are having our final meeting with the FDA on Friday of this week, which is our meeting regarding finalization of our application. The FDA has indicated that we are either a 510K or a de novo. A de novo is the same as a 510K with a small addition, and that is because the device is novel. There's a couple of extra questions that they'll ask and some additional data points that they will require. We expect the 510K process, if that's the final recommendation by the FDA, to take approximately 90 to 120 days. The current understanding, we believe, is that we will be de novo. If that de novo occurs, which we have planned for, we're looking at still between 90 and 120 days. We actually have the additional data that we're going to need for that in this preparatory. It could take a little longer than 120 days, but we think we're pretty close to that time frame.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any update on the agreement you were working with China for a partnership or investment there?
Yes. So there's no specific update. We're working on the definitive letter of intent. We expect that to take till about May or June to complete, and probably till the end of the year by the time that we have a JV in place with the proper licensing agreements and everything, which is perfect in our timing because we plan to be marketing in the United States prior to execution of any international sales. So we think that we'll be in sales sometime mid-year to the following, to as late as the fourth quarter in China. They will be waiting on our FDA clearance also, but we expect sometime between now and June to complete the definitive letter of intent.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure.
Again, if you have a question, you can dial *7 so we can add you to the queue. And again, I will be announcing your 7-digit number, not including your area code. Our next question request is coming from the number 763-1844, and I will let you know when you are live. You are now live.
Yeah, Dana Bruno, I want to thank you for the update. What I'd like to know is, are we still figuring that the overall price of the machine will be about $50,000? And if so, when we talk about either the China entry or outside the U.S., will the machine still be made in the United States? And if so, how much lead time do you need to ramp up?
So the answer to question one is yes. We anticipate a $49,000 and change price point for the device. That's the retail price point for the primary care physician's offices to purchase this device. International market. Each country has a plan of attack. In China, there's a possibility for manufacture in China. That's probably what's going to occur. The price point will be somewhat different there. We don't know exactly what they're going to be. That'll be defined by the letter of intent and the final documentation and what the market's going to accept in those countries. We do believe that in China, the manufacturing will take place in China, but we are going to be in a joint venture, which means that we're partnered with that company. It's not we're selling devices to a foreign market, so that's going to help protect our IP. The price points will be released once we know what they are in each of the international markets that we're going to. And I think that should answer most of your questions.
Yeah, but the bottom line would be a U.S. sales would be a U.S. made machine.
That is correct. So the machine will be assembled and manufactured in Newport News, Virginia, at the Canon facility there. We believe we'll be able to label it made in USA. If not, we will be able to label it assembled USA. The one piece that is international is a touch panel PC. However, we won't know what the stance is on that yet until we're at that point. But the intent is to manufacture as many in the United States as we can.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Dana. Our next question here is coming from a number starting with your 374-8240. I will let you know when you are live. You are now live.
Hi. It's Robbie in Sarasota. I have a question about the $1.50. I got in really late to hear that part. Could you explain that again, $1.50 or something?
Sure. So the warrants are being offered. It's a 12-month warrant, warrants for warrants. So each warrant that you exercise at 40 cents, you will receive a 24-month warrant with an execution price of $1.50. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, I believe I do. I believe it did. I'm not really sure what that means, but I'll ask my...
Well, let me explain it to you if you're not really sure, and in case the audience needs to hear this too. So you would have received 70-cent warrants that expire either in August, September, or October of this year if you were involved in one of those the raises that issued those warrants. You already received a half a warrant at that point in time. So now these warrants are outstanding at 70 cents and can be exercised anytime up until September, October, whatever the exercise expiration date is. They're currently at 70 cents. So what we're doing is we're saying to these warrant holders, if you desire, you may execute those warrants prematurely or early at the price of 40 cents, which is the current price of the market. And in exchange for that we will grant you a new warrant for each one of those warrants you exercise, and that warrant will be exercisable at $1.50 up till 2 years from now, basically. So we're just exchanging warrants, and you are exercising at 40 cents. That means the company is putting into its treasury 40 cents per warrant that the public exercises that they own.
Okay, I think I just bought the stock on the open exchange on the OTC market. Just bought it.
Then you would not have, if you weren't in a private placement, you would have not received warrants, so then you would not be included in that.
Okay, all right. Thank you for explaining that.
My pleasure. Thank you for buying over the OTC, and thank you for supporting us.
Okay.
Our next question is from a seven-digit number, 536-8432. You are now live.
The Again, this is Mike Canning from Newport Beach, California. Peter, thank you for taking the call or for making the call. And the one question, two questions I had was when we exercise our current 2017 warrants, we get one share of stock plus another warrant. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You will receive a you will receive one share of stock and you will receive one warrant. So one share of common stock and one warrant for each warrant exercised.
Understood. Thank you very much. And the last question, Peter, is I saw an announcement sometime in the past that the respective ownership interests in the joint venture between CVR Medical and CVR Global would be altered slightly. What's the status on that 60-40 split?
Yes, so we are working on that plan. That is in the plan. That's been verbally agreed to by all parties. We are working through the documentation as we spec. And, again, I'm going to reiterate, watch the news flow over the next several months, and you will see that that's actually going to occur.
Thank you, Peter.
My pleasure. Thanks for your support.
Absolutely.
Peter, I think we should wrap up there. If anybody has any further questions, you can submit them to info@cvrmed.com. That's info@cvrmed.com. That will sum up the call. Thank you, everybody.